Blog Talk Radio.
PM. Here is Midwest, U.S. of A, Beach Park, Illinois, straight up from Beach Park, Illinois. Coming to you, 30-minute segments of my show tonight. We're going to cut it to 30 minutes tonight, unfortunately. I want to cover some stuff here that I did not cover last night. I don't know if you guys missed that. You can podcast it. Hopefully, turn out pretty good. We're gonna be reading some news. You know, we're gonna talk about some current events and what's in the headlines. You know, the headliners, and we're gonna talk about. Or I'm gonna read some of the blog posts of Brother Eli Soriano on esoriano.wordpress.com. That particular website is actually won some awards on Mashable.com to be the most educational website. So I'm going to read some of the blog posts in there. You know, I don't think it'd be a current blog post. It doesn't have to be the current blog post. I just picked some of the post that he did about a week or so ago. And also, no product preview tonight. Also, we're going to have to do a new segment called Dawn's Sections, where Dawn's going to ramble about what's on her mind tonight. Dawn is actually my co-host here at the show. So hang on tight. No music tonight either. So, we're in a tight schedule. And if you have something in your mind, no chat room. I'm sorry for those. No chat room. So if you want to call in, if you have something in your mind, 347-884-8125, that is the number you got to call. Call me. I don't bite. Make sure you press 1 when you call so I know that you want to participate, and we'll move on. Shall we now? Wonder what the giant turkey would say about
gobble,
that. Do you agree with this,
gobble,
turkey man?
Gobble.
You have to say all the time. Gobble.
Giant turkey.
Sit down and have some ham. Now, breaking news. Breaking news. I don't know what the breaking news is today. But, all right. One of the 911, you know, I like to, that's one of the topic I like to cover is like the, you know, stupid, people. Not the people, but the, I don't know, it's reports. Okay. 911 call, individual called for 911, and he was, we're going to read this. Actually, it was put on hold by a 911 dispatcher. Apparently, they're getting so many calls, so they have to put someone on hold, you know. Please hold. If you're dying, please press 1, you know, stuff like that. But, no, this is actually a true incident that happened in Atlanta. Apparently, there were 4 college students said Monday that they were put on hold when they tried to call 911 for help when they were carjacked at the gunpoint near the campus. And the gunman on Sunday night forced 2 of his students into the trunk of the car. And while the other 2 were in the back seat, the 4th said that the news conference in Morehouse College in Atlanta, one of the 2 in the trunk tried to place call after call to 911, but couldn't get it through. dude can't go through. 911 is just calling from the trunk. Hey, I'm in a trunk in a car, you know? You got to, I don't know if you said that, if you told him that, but I don't know. He didn't get, you know, he couldn't get through. So no one's actually picked up. It was just acting as automated, you know, some automatic, like they put you on hold and you know, you heard this elevator music and, you know, 911 should not be like that. 911 is an emergency call for people to call. My goodness. Police dispatcher Karen Wells said that students seemed calm and were whispering on the dispatch tape. One of them said, please hurry. They said they're going to kill us. Well, of course, they're not going to be shouting if they're in the trunk. Of course, they're going to be like, you know, please hurry. Four students spoke with reporters but asked that their names not be used, of course. Morehouse Police Chief in Vernon County, did confirm that the four were carjacked near the campus. So the gunmen were taking the four to the to an ATM to get money from the bank account, and then directed officer from Morehouse and other Atlanta University Center campuses to the bank where police found the victims and arrested two of the three suspects. So what do you say to this, Ms. Co-host? I mean, call 911, you're inside a trunk, and you're put on hold. What's your next step?
If my friend has a cell phone, have them also call 911 that's in the trunk, you know, and, like, maybe if they're, like, thank you for calling 911, how can you please hold? Try to say, wait. Or help, you know, and try to get in.
Thank you. I don't think they're going to be answering, thank you for calling 911. Is that a, you're not ordering pizza. They usually, when I call 911, you know, I've a couple of years ago when I did call 911, they'd say, 911, what's your emergency? Just like that. Not like, thank you for calling 911. Would you like to hear our special today? I don't think they're gonna say that. You know, somewhere in Atlanta, you know, they need, I don't know if they need personnel to be answering those calls, or they need to hire more people, but I think a taxpayer should be paying for that. I would be outraged. You know, if I call 911 and I would put on hold, and I would be really upset. I would be really upset. That's just my opinion. You know, I'll be going over there to 911. You know, well, how come you don't answer the phone, man? I'll be saying that. I think I've been blessed that I didn't really need to call 911. Apparently, you know, if you call 911, you're in trouble. But 911 and, you know, firefighters and all that, they're there for a reason, you know. They're there to help us. Help us. Yep. To help us. If you're not available, I mean, my goodness. I don't know if it's just in Atlanta, but hopefully it's just there. I mean, they need to, work something out over there. What else new? There's the, man, that's a huge oil spill in the Gulf. I'm looking at the, some pictures right now. Wow. All right. So here's, just go to Ben's view, Don. We are going to Don's sections, and we're going to right now. All right, take it away. You have about less than 10 minutes. Just kidding. Go right ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I just. Oh, sorry. Technical difficulty there. Yeah, I'm still connected. All right. I just kind of want to go over like some kind of misunderstanding among Christians, you know, like that can happen. Have you ever heard somebody that says like that they're maybe on Social Security or something like that, or SSI? And then they're like, oh, well, you know, they don't want to become rich. They don't want to really improve their financial situation because they believe the verse that says godliness with contentment is great gain. Have you ever heard that one, Fernando?
I think so, but I can't really pinpoint where is it coming from.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, I think that they're getting it actually from the New Testament, which is found in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. It says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Well, the Bible is true. It is very true, and it's infallible, means that there is no falsehood within the Bible. But I do not believe that God wants us, if we are on SSI or we're in or if we're in pain, like we're in like have rheumatoid arthritis, he doesn't want you to have to suffer through that if there is some way. Perhaps you're praying for God to heal you, and perhaps God is sending you an answer to your prayer. You have to be listening. You have to pray about it. You have to have an open heart, open mind to God's answer. It's kind of like that person, Fernando. You heard that story about the person that was there was a flood, right? The dam broke in the D-A-M-N. The dam broke in the city, and the guy said, Lord, please save me. And so as the flood was rising, somebody came by his house in a speedboat, and he was on the second floor, and he was like, no, God is going to save me. God is going to save me. And then he ended up going to the roof because he was waiting for somebody. And so the community boat came by, and they said, get on, so that we can go to safety. And he said, no, go ahead. God is going to save me. And then there comes the helicopter because now he's on top of the chimney, and there's the helicopter that comes letting down the rope. And they said, get on, climb up. And he said, no, God is going to save me. And then he dies. And then he says to God, how come you didn't save me? And God perhaps would say, well, we know that God wouldn't say this, but it's just a story. It's like a metaphor. I sent the speedboat, I sent the community boat, and I sent the helicopter. You see, what I'm saying is, if you're praying for answer to prayer, open your mind. Perhaps like if you're suffering financially, God has sent an answer to you or is going to. Maybe it's starting your own business from home, something that will give you a tax write-off. That's why I really enjoy having home-based business, because we get to write off a lot of things for taxes. And that's good. I mean, like, it's legal. It is legal to write things off for taxes. Maybe that's how, if you're praying for God to help you out with your tax burden, he doesn't want you to deny giving Caesar what is Caesar's. However, if you're praying for God to help alleviate, maybe he wants you to start home-based business. Maybe he's sending you an answer prayer. Maybe if you're praying for, you know, help that you would just, you're just praying so that Lord will bless you more financially so that you can give more to further his kingdom. Be aware. Maybe God is sending you the answer to your prayer. That's what I'm saying. Some people are so, they get contentment confused with complacent. Complacent is something like where you're just satisfied in your life and you're not trying to improve your life or the quality of your life. God doesn't, I don't believe God desires that. But at the same time, I mean, if you're struggling financially, God doesn't want you to hate your life. God doesn't want you to hate him. God doesn't want you to hate your boss. No, God wants you to be content. He wants you to be joyful, no matter if you have a lot or you have a little. But he doesn't want you to just be like that parable Jesus was saying about the three men. That when the king or the master was going away, he gave one, I believe it was 10 talents of gold, another was 5, and another was 1. The one that had 10 invested. The one that had 5 invested. The one that had 1 said, I was so fearful because I know that you reap what you sow. Where you sowed not. And then God said that he was, I don't know exact words, but he said something like, you're slothful, you're lazy. You knew that I can reap where I sowed not. But you could have even gave your money to the bank where you could have gained interest. You see, what I'm trying to say is that there is a difference between godliness with contentment and being complacent. God wants you to trust him. So I just want you to have your minds open to that God may be answering your prayer, whether it's be health-wise, you're praying for the Lord to heal you, rheumatoid arthritis, you're praying for the Lord to heal your diabetes. Maybe the Lord is telling you, look into health and nutrition. Maybe if you're praying for money, look into owning your own business from home, something with low startup costs, but with a proven business plan. Do your research. Do your research. We found something that an average person can do. It's called Unfranchise. It has proven business system like McDonald's. It's becoming known worldwide, or at least nationwide, and we are expanding in different parts of the globe. You know, find something. Do your research. You don't have to take my word for it. But if you're interested in knowing what we do, how we have our plan B, backup plan, build your boat before the flood. That's what you're supposed to do. So even if you love your job now, go to marketamerica.com/P as in Paul, O, N as in Nancy, I, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, E as in Edward. Or you can go to shopinsuperhighway.com. That's S-H-O-P. INSUPERHIGHWAY.com. Do your research. My husband did his research for 4 months. 4 months. And he has detective background. You want to make sure that when we're investing in something that it's legit, that it's legal, because there's a lot of scams out there. So do your research. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us through our website. And our phone number for contacting us is also on our website. Thank you for your time. Have a great and blessed day. And seek first the kingdom of God so that he will give you everything you have need of.
All right. That was the segment. Don's sections. That was well put, Don. I like that. Now we're going to the blog post of Brother Eli Soriano on esoriano.wordpress.com. I was reading through that, through the blogs and everything. There was question and a Q&A post that he did there. Apparently there was a email coming from or came from believers and non-believers, but I'm picking some, I'm just going to pick some of the questions here, and I'm just going to read it to you and get our opinions here. There was a question here saying that that he was a, apparently he was a Catholic before got saved. And, the Catholic used to have a lot of idols, and the images apparently stuck to his mind. He loved to think about God and Lord Jesus, the majesty and glory and all that thing. But these images just keeps getting in his mind. And he knows it's wrong, and he tried really hard and all that to get out of his head, especially when he's praying. He's asking what is the best thing to put in his mind when he's praying. So whenever he says the name of the Lord Jesus, the images that he used to have, and it gets in his mind. So what he's asking what he's supposed to do. I'm going to get your opinion real quick, Don, and then I'll read on what Brother Ali had answered to that. What do you think he should do?
So when he was Catholic, and so when he's praying to, like, Jesus, he just kept picturing what the Catholic Church has, like, most have, like, pictures of him on a cross still, you know, whereas other Christian churches they have where he's not on the cross because he's risen. So what should he do? I was to just say, don't focus on that. Ask God for his help. Ask God for his help to not focus on that image, because we're not supposed to worship graven images. But I think that when you're like, you know, if you're trying not to focus on that, you know, like as in an object, that, you know, it, eventually the images will go away.
Oh, okay. So it'll take some time. And actually, Brother Ellie's response to this person says it will take some time before something imprinted in the cortex of the mind may be forgotten. That's what Brother Ellie says. The best thing to do is to look at nothing in the mind, realizing that God is in eternity. Look at eternity. Look at the things which are not seen, because it says in Isaiah 57:15 and also 2 Corinthians 4:18, it reads, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Okay, that's pretty cool. And also it says on the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 4:18, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Brother Ellie is saying that God is invisible, and his picture is invisible. As it says in Colossians 1:15, "Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. So anyone who prays and worships God must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:23-24 says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." God is a spirit, and they want that worship. Him must worship him in spirit and truth. So whoever want to worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, not of, you know, graven images or idols or anything like that. So that's well put by Brother Ellie Zurian. I don't like that. And we have about a couple minutes here before we say goodbye. And just want to recap on what we did actually yesterday. Introducing Brother Ellie Zurian to my listeners. If you go to esuriano.com or esuriano.wordpress.com, you will find his, you know, what he's all about, biography and all that, his work, and basically his ministry. So do that, and like Don was saying earlier, if you have a shopping need, you can go to shopinsuperhighway.com, and you can shop, and you can also get some cash back. Shopinsuperhighway.com is the website. So with that in mind, I think we are going to say goodbye, and hopefully we'll come back Wednesday, and we'll tackle some of the issues that have been coming up here lately in worldly things, and also the news, you know, and all that. So we'll do that. And as we So, yeah, that's it. I'm done. This is Banana Fernando Bonilla Show. We'll talk to you later.